Metro commuters, your attention please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
There it goes. It's amazing how much music can change the feel of a video. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. We changed the intro song to Candy Cane Lane because the candy cane that we featured in the last two videos ago, we found an oversized candy cane, and it was really exciting. A lot of people were on social media were like guessing where it was going, and there was speculation that it was going to like on a float or in the village hall or like near a street corner or but I found out where it is. So this Friday show is not going to include this because I didn't want to do that to you on a Friday show because it was getting to be like death by PowerPoint, and I was like, that's not what the show's about. So we're just gonna pepper in stuff as we go and keep the show fun, keep it current events, and have fun with it. We still have all the blueies here. If you're joining us for the first time, this show is for you. This is Voices Carry. This show was born to weave the fabric of our community stronger than it already is, elevate the conversation from social media to where we can know our neighbors, be a strong community no matter what happens with all the national political stuff right now. We can, going forward, we can just be strong and keep the cupboards full and keep our hearts full and be a village. So instead of that thick packet, I got this one for us, and it's fun. And I think I figured out what was wrong with the cat noise. Let me try this. I think it worked. So the candy cane, the infamous candy cane that we found, was a I was going through a packet when we did the live stream of the village board meeting, and I found I just was like going through it, and I saw a candy cane. I was that caught my attention. I you know, anything oversized Christmas related, and it was $5,334. So I was like, where is this thing going? And I found the manufacturer. That's it. Now you come in a 6, 9, 12 foot. And then I found another line item, and it says downtown infrastructure improvement for that same candy cane. So it looks like it is going downtown to put to bed all of the speculation. Oh, I got to turn that off. Every time I use it, I got to turn it off. We still don't know where Santa's going to actually put it, but we'll find out. It'll be fun. And then just to pepper in one thing instead of that thick packet, we just recently had the Downtown Street Fest, which was a fun time. I went down there with the kids and got to see friends, make new friends. I have the rundown from that there. Balloon artist, $4,158. The band. I wonder if they had to write the checkout on the glove box like the Blues Brothers. But that was good music down there. And then beverages, some other stuff. So that's your information for your information. And then the Village of Carry posted right before I put the show was finished with the show, I saw that they posted this, so I included this before the weekend. It says, an unfortunate and often unintended consequence of technology used by children is when photos or videos intended to be private between them and other persons make their way to the internet. The Take It Down resource, offered by the National Center for Mission and Exploited Children, is a free service that can help you remove or stop the online sharing of nude, partially nude, or sexually explicit images, videos taken down when you're under 18. So if you have, it's a new world. Take It Down. There's a URL right there. So that's on the Village's Facebook page as of today. Going into the weekend. And then the Cary Park District. A big thanks. I know those two guys. Those are great guys. John and Andy. Loved working with those guys. Big thanks to the Cary Fire Protection District for partnering with us today for a senior safety presentation. Our community learned important fire safety tips and what to do in an emergency. They participated in live emergency simulations, giving everybody a hands-on experience and how to handle an actual emergency. This is what this village does best. When I worked for the firehouse, I always signed up for those things, to where this village is, they take care of everybody, but especially the seniors. I don't know if it's still going on, but when I was there, I would sign up for, it was a smoke detector, battery replacement and smoke detector inspection for seniors. It was free. And I would sign up and take the van out and have a stack of brand new batteries, and got to meet a lot of great people. Got to help them with other stuff. You know, I would help them with other stuff when I was there, and checking smoke detectors. And I loved signing up for that, because there was no, to my knowledge, not a lot of communities do it. So, you know, that's what I love about Cary, and that's what I loved about the fire department too, was that service. And that's just one of many examples. The Cary Grove Area Chamber of Commerce has the annual Halloween walk Saturday, October 26th. That always has a big turnout. It's 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Cary. Last year was at the, it's at the Jewels. The parade will begin at Tasty Sushi and end at Athletico. And then in the Grove, it'll begin by the Ace Hardware. And it used to end by Tuesday morning, but it's Tuesday morning is not there anymore. But that is a great time. You get some freebies and get to meet local businesses. So thank you, Chamber. The Cary Area Public Library is this was on October 11th, but this is a new installation to the JC Park. They have a whole bunch of areas, like you see right there in the bottom right. There's like those little informational stands, and it's all along the path is different pages of books. So it starts with the beginning of the page of the book, and then you read it as you progress down the trail. And right now they changed the books out, and the current book is On a Gold Blooming Day, Finding Fall Treasures by Buffy Silverman. So that's cool. That's a good excuse to get out and you get some reading in. This weekend will be a fun day, fun time to do that. Looks like it's going to be nice. Another Cary Park District, last day to register, only 5 spots left for the Halloween potluck, Cary Canaries and Bingo. October 25th, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. 55 plus. Library, find just the right books for your young readers or anyone else with the five-finger method. Choose a book they're interested in, read a random page, and hold up a finger for each word the reader doesn't know. I thought that was clever. I have a one-page method for books I pick up for, you know, grabbing my interest to see if it'll be a good purchase or a good rental. You know, I read a lot of business or self-improvement books, and they I usually get a feel for the reader with a one or two pages. So the rule applies to kids' books as well, with finding a good reading level. So it's not too easy or too difficult. And it's fun how they put their hand through the shelf like that. That they're having fun over there. The Cary Grove Drama Department, CG Drama presents Rumors by Neil Simon, October 17th through the 19th. So that'll be tonight, this weekend. There's a picture of the cast, some of the cast. And the stage crew, thanks to the stage crew for the lighting and for the props. You did not want me on stage when I was in high school, but I did do stage crew. It was a lot of fun. Doing painting and other setup. It was, what was cool was we did Les Mis. That was my most notable one. So going through all the shows we did, you would be able to just hear what scene it is, and you would know where you would supposed to be by just listening. So you wouldn't have to look at the sheet. You would just hear certain lines and be like, oh, I need to start to get ready to do that. So it was a lot of fun. Cary Grove Athletics, Illinois High School Association sectional tennis. Good luck, Delaney. Doing state golf. So they're state bound. They're going to bomb it down the fairway. Hopefully they have great weather for that. Best of luck to them. And the Cary Grove High School boys soccer. This is, we've been hitting boys soccer for a while, and it's been 0-0, which I always say is a good sign of good teams. And they have their regional quarterfinal match day right before the football game tonight. Good luck to them. The Cary Soccer Association. Our U8 boys are giving it their all on the field. Coach Mark's Navy team is showcasing incredible teamwork, hustle, and of course having so much fun. These players are developing skills, passion for the game, and we couldn't be prouder. That's fun. Thank you, Cary Soccer Association, for that. And I think they have a fall program too. So if you're, don't think that you're too late to sign up. I think they have sign up all year. There's something to sign up for with them. So give them a look. The Cary Junior High School posted this again. This was for the Cary District 26 referendum. This is going to improve the safety of the schools and other infrastructure of the schools. A lot of the schools were built at the same time, so a lot of stuff is coming due all at once, and they're looking to, they paid off their last bonds. I went, there was a meeting. I have the slide at the end of the slideshow for the meeting dates. I went to the meeting this morning, and there was, okay turnout, but it was in the morning, but if you have questions, stay tuned to the end of the show. I'll show you the slide when the informational sessions are. But this is going to make for a better and safer learning environment for our local school district. And they're very adamant that it won't raise taxes. They have a website to where you can see the PowerPoint presentations they put together of specifically what the money is going to be allocated to. If you go to the district's website, and then also the district themselves can ask for a yes vote, but there are parents that are passionate about it. They put together a Facebook page. If you go to carryfact.com, you can see that information there and request a yard sign if you choose to wish, if you choose to support the cause. Three Oaks Elementary School PTO, they're looking for volunteers for the student book fair. There is a day and evening time slots open. October 21st and the 25th. Briargate, we touched on this on another show, but it was the Bear Down on Bullies assembly with Stacy the Bear, Staley the Bear. An awesome assembly with a great message. We wanted to thank the PTO for sponsoring the assembly. Looks like they had fun. It's for Bear Down on Bullies, which I like the message for getting a going theme when they're young to say that bullying will not be tolerated, and you know, we should be a team. Downtown Crystal Lakes commuter parking lot near the metro station will now be free to park starting at noon instead of 4. So if you just wanted to throw that in there, just, you know, for parking info, if you guys have any weekend plans. Illinois drivers can now grab bananas, paper towels, and get new vehicle stickers at select grocery stores. Grocery store in Lombard is rolling out these new kiosks where you can buy vehicle stickers. I wanted to include a local. I've been including local businesses. This is a new driving school that is in town. It's Amy's Driving School, and there's always signups going on. It says only a couple spots left for our Sunday, October 20th class. That's in Cary, 395 Cary Algonquin Road. So if you have a kids going through, I think the closest one was like out in this area definitely needed some sort of driving school, because I think the closest one wasn't very close until Amy opened up. And then this picture, this photograph depicts Route 14 as a dirt road between Cary Station and Fox River Grove, circa 1910. The Fox River is on the far left, and the Norgi ski jump can be seen at the very top left. So I thought that was fun to look at the pre-pavement era and our humble beginnings. Those are the listening sessions and question sessions. The superintendent runs the sessions, and very informative, and he welcomes any questions that you have. He's very active with the children and the teachers. You can see on the screen the upcoming sessions. So if you have questions, write them down, come on in and ask them. So that was what I have for you on this beautiful Friday. Thank you for joining me. I thought that was a little bit more fun than this. So, and that's the goal, is to keep it fun. and informative and engaging. Let's try this again one more time. That worked. And we've just been, you know, adding things to the set. Oh, I wanted to show you guys. It didn't have to do with Carrie. It had to do with, I try to go to Ace for everything, but then there's a few things that Menards carries that Ace doesn't have. So, and then I went to Menards, and I'm always looking for sales and deals. So I have kids, and I was not coming bad. I was thinking, I was like, not everybody is proximal or close to a playground. And I said, well, that shouldn't really slow down the feel of a playground. Like if you have kids and you want to kind of just build out a nice little thing that has like little playground features. These are pennies on the dollar right now at Menards. So right here, this is a megascope. You can look in here and you can speak through here, and it comes out here. And it just gets mounted on with one screw right there, and then you can twist, go up and down. And I think they're going on sale because it's getting cold out. And then these are handles. You know, you can just put them on. I would recommend not putting them on a second story because they could be used for like a foot prop to lift up on. But, you know, kind of, you know, you can mount them like that, mount them like that. And then they have a steering wheel, which is not here because that was installed immediately per the request of my kids. But the steering wheel is great because it's one bolt. And now they have a steering wheel, and it's like they're driving a big ship. And it makes for really fun times, and it's simple. I think steering wheel is like $12. So that's you know, you get the feeling of a playground without going to the playground. So if you're pressed for time, you know, you can still get your play in, and then watch some Bluey afterwards. If you have any suggestions, or if you have photos, weather photos, community photos, you can email them to us at voicescarry@proton.me. The email's in the description. We are broadcasting live weekdays on X, Rumble, and YouTube. This show was, like I said before, just, you know, I have children. So it's, you know, when you see, kind of, a going trend of, social media and whatnot, like we just mentioned, we just need to elevate the conversation, get together, voice up, and work together. That's what we, there's good things happen when we start talking to one another and elevate the conversation. So I played the game yesterday behind me. This is it's called Gravity Hill. So I'm going to try. I have not won on air yet. It was a game I found on the Facebook Marketplace, and it was broke, so I fixed it. And so I'm going to give it a shot. And eventually, like if we have, I'd like to have guests eventually, to where we can like interview local business owners and so they can talk about their businesses. Like, so many people are so passionate in this area, and kind of give them a visibility and a boost. And maybe we can have them play this and get competitive with it. Wish me luck. Thank you. It's that one hill. That one hill always gets me. Thank you for joining. Have a great weekend. And we'll see you at the next Voices Carry on Monday.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Find out, Sid. We toys.